In a world overrun with formula movies and lame Hollywood reboots, two brothers from separate mothers scour the outer edges of entertainment to separate the potential cult classics from the B-movie bombs. They watch the films so you don't have to. They are the Keepers of the Fringe.
Hello, welcome to another exciting episode of Keepers of the Fringe. I am Derek, and with me, as always, is the Fonzie to my Opie Cunningham, Chris.
Hey.
What's up, bitch?
What's up? That's right, I said Opie Cunningham, not Richie. So what's
you
up?
You blended worlds there.
I did. That's what I do, I'm a blender. Fucking, I don't
know. You can have it, you can have that title.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
So, spoiler warning, we were going to go see, originally the plan was to go see Transformers The Last Night this week and review it. However, after hearing all of the crappy reviews and everything that it's been getting, we decided against it.
I couldn't do it.
Couldn't do it.
Actually, I watched a review and it was spoiled everything.
Mm.
I mean, it ain't nothing at the same time. It made no fucking sense.
That's what I've been hearing. Mainly the movie makes no fucking sense.
It's just it's fucking... I can't sit there and watch it for 2 hours, 2.5 hours. I can't do it.
That, sir, is illogical.
Yeah, exactly. Which sucks because I know that I'm going to see it at some point.
Yeah. But
I can't help it.
We didn't have to go...
Yeah, I don't want to give any money to this thing.
And plus, it was 2.5 hours. We didn't want to sit through it for 2.5 hours. No. At least if you're watching it at home, you can get up if you have to and shit.
Yeah, put on pause, you know.
Yeah. So luckily, we dodged that bullet, I guess. There's a part of me that still wants to see it to see just how bad it is.
You know what it's like, the Transformers movies, to me? It's like... somebody you really care about or something, and they're in like a shitty relationship, like an old friend or something, and you're like, I really care and I want to hang around with them and be there, but then they're around this fucking douchebag that you're like,
I can't,
you know,
do
he
it.
Drags, treats him bad, he's just a fucking asshole, and you're like, oh, you're like, you just pray for the day that that person will leave the asshole. That's what I wish for my friend, the Transformers.
You know
what?
It's
an abusive relationship.
That is a surprisingly accurate analogy.
That's what it feels
like.
It
really, yes.
Like my old
does.
Friend that I love and yep. I've been a part of my life. And I'm like,
I can't be around.
I can't condone it.
Yeah, that is exactly what it sounds like.
Which might sound a little too much for a movie about giant robots, but that's what it feels like.
But it's more than just a movie about giant robots to us. You know, it was...
Yeah, I mean, it's a big part of my childhood. Yeah. I mean,
and I can say, the Transformers movie ruined my childhood. Because, no, nothing's going to ruin my fucking childhood except me.
Just the parenting really did that for me.
Yeah, actually it did. Yeah.
The lack thereof.
Yeah.
No. Love you guys.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, yeah, basically everything we've heard about the movie is shit.
Yeah.
And... it seems that we are not the only ones to feel this way because it looks like so far Transformers The Last Night has done the
Last Shite. That's what I'm reading.
Yeah, I like that. That's good. The Last Shite has done worst, is the worst so far movie in the franchise money-wise.
Yeah, I mean, it still did good, but it made less than they were expecting.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to stop.
Yeah, well, this is supposed to be Michael Bay's last Transformers directorial.
Yeah, he always says that, though, and I hope it's true, though, this time.
I know, please.
Most illogical.
Please. So, all right, now that I'm all sad and depressed, let's move on. So we got some interesting little tidbits about coming from the old Marvel camp there, the Marvel Cinematic Universe. There's been some back and forth about Fantastic Four and the MCU and all that. and some interesting.
They're all going to join together. It's going to be one big happy family. Yay.
That, sir, is illogical.
Oh, Spock. You busted my ball, Spock.
And some interesting memes have gone about. But basically, I think it's safe to say now, after hearing from Kevin Feige and all that, that it's not anytime in the near future is it going to be like an X-Men in the MCU or the Fantastic Four.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
It's not.
Unless Dark Phoenix, Dark Phoenix really tanks.
Dark Phoenix?
And then.
That's a whole different movie.
And then, you know, it just goes into a tailspin there. They have to start really doing bad before it even becomes an option to get involved with Marvel. But I don't know, after Apocalypse.
Apocalypse.
I mean, Dark Phoenix has to be, like, really fucking good.
Yeah, really fucking good.
I don't know. I would love it, though. It would be awesome.
Oh, sure. I would love it, too.
It would be. I mean, it doesn't mean they have to constantly be interacting with each other, but just know that they're there.
Within their worlds.
Yeah, that would be. I don't know why anybody would not like that.
I know, right?
The thing with Fantastic Four, I mean, like, that's just the cornerstone of the Marvel Universe that I feel like needs to be a part of it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you can do it without it, but it just feels wrong.
The Fantastic Four is like the first.
Yeah.
Marvel's first family, as they are known. You know, they were like the first. Marvel was built on the Fantastic Four, basically.
Yeah, like they have to be. And who's got that? Fox has that, right?
Yes.
Yeah, they are not doing anything, any favors with that shit. They don't know what to do with it. They should totally get rid of that shit. Because whatever they're going to do, it's going to fucking suck and probably tank.
Yeah.
Like, they're not going to make. I don't think they're capable of making money off that property, really.
Not with what they're doing.
No.
So the next thing, as far as Fantastic Four goes, is they're planning on doing a more kid-oriented movie based on the children of the Fantastic Four. And so...
No.
That'll be something to skip.
No!
Think with fly!
Yeah, like, that's not appealing to me at all. I mean, their kids are, you know, whatever, but...
That's not the way to bring back the Fantastic Four.
No. By leaving them out of it completely.
Yeah, no shit, right? So, I don't know, this just keeps getting more and more fucked. Can't we get everybody back together, one big happy... It's like your parents are divorced. It's fucking...
My parents are divorced.
So are mine.
Yeah.
So they keep... And they, you know, it's like they're divorced and they keep giving you... Each one keeps giving you a present.
Yeah, like trying to up the ante or something.
But like your dad's broke, so he keeps giving you Fantastic Four movies or some shit like that. So, yeah, so that sucks. And then on another note, going to Sony, it's been basically announced that Venom, Silver Sable, and the Black Cat, which they're planning to do movies on, are not going to be a part of the MCU and not going to be involved with Spider-Man, which again, I say, why?
Conflicting things there.
Why would you do that?
I still feel like what they're going to do, because Sony still has Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So I feel like they're going to do what I was saying before. Like, they're going to establish his own world, and then when they're done with Marvel's deal, they're going to bring him back into his own movies and have the established villains and what have you. So, in like a weird, you know, like a Kevin Bacon, 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon kind of way, it's going to be related to the MCU, but it's never going to, like, the two will never meet kind of thing, I think.
That, sir, is illogical.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because Spider-Man, I think they're still going to use Tom Holland. So, I mean, he is in the MCU.
Well, here's the other, another fan theory that's going around. There's an actor, RJ Seiler, who was in the Power Rangers movie. I think I read he was the Blue Ranger or something. We didn't see the Power Rangers.
No.
No. He wants to play Miles Morales, Spider-Man. So there's a theory bouncing around that perhaps they could kill off Peter Parker.
What?
And bring in Spider-Man, Miles Morales Spider-Man to the Sony films.
I hate that.
Although, now that I think about
I like Miles Morales.
I'm not sure if Miles Morales is a Sony property or not. Marvel might have.
Yeah, he was kind of after the deal, right?
Or maybe it'll be the other way around, and they'll do the Spider-Man, Tom Holland, and then bring him back to Sony, and Marvel will do the Miles Morales Spider-Man.
That's possible.
Again, this is nothing.
I wish they were, if they're going to do that, I wish they both could go, because I don't want them to kill off Peter Parker. I know that's how it went in the comics there, but I mean, I don't want that to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how that would work. I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah. But it's probably going to be mediocre. Whatever does happen. Not to be negative, but you know.
So it's weird because there's like all this cool shit, like, with Marvel movies, like Thor Ragnarok looks like it's going to be awesome. I cannot wait for the Infinity War.
Infinity War.
So all that's awesome. But then there's all this other shit with Sony, Spider-Man, Fox, and the X-Men, Fantastic Four. And then there's shit between the TV and movie things. They're supposed to be part of the same universe, but they barely interact with each other other than brief mentions and stuff. So it's all like this weird kind of like cloud surrounding everything.
Yeah.
So I don't know. So
I think it's just, it would be a nightmare to orchestrate everything. Like,
Whatever
I do in the show, I got to clear with all this and make sure you guys aren't doing that. And
right. And then like they were saying they're not going to have any of the, like the next, like characters or Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. in the Avengers Infinity War, which kind of sucks, but also does kind of make sense if you really think about it. First of all, like you said, just getting that all together would probably be a mess.
I still feel like Coulson should reunite with the Avengers.
I do too. I don't know if that'll happen though. And then like the Netflix characters are all kind of more street level characters. So they kind of wouldn't really be going against Thanos, really.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it makes sense, but it sucks at the same time.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well,
that's why I feel like it's all going to be like, well, except for like the Fox movies, but it'll be part of the MCU, but it's never going to really connect. But that, you just know that it is.
Right. But that's lame, though.
Yeah.
And then, keeping on with that theory, there is, where the fuck is it? Oh, yeah. So Kevin Feige said the Infinity War will be the last movie for some of the MCU regulars, some of the characters.
Yeah, he didn't really go into details. He just, somebody asked him and he basically said.
Yeah, basically. Yes. Well, I'm not surprised. I mean, again, more of the kind of cloud around things. Some of these guys have been doing this shit for a long time now, and they probably want to move on to other stuff. So what are you going to do? You know?
Yeah.
I mean, like, I know Chris Evans. It's fucking raining. Chris Evans is kind of at the end of his tenure. He's kind of had enough there. I think Robert Downey Jr. is kind of, he keeps saying that he's thinking about it, and then all of a sudden, you know, he's in Spider-Man, but.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how long Thor's got, you know.
Yeah. But. So then what do you do? So, if you kill some of them off.
I hate that, though.
I know.
I don't like that.
But the thing is, it's, you kind of, the difference is, it's real life with the actors and stuff. Yeah, the Marvel movies are real, man. It's real life, man. People die in real life, man.
The comics, you know. Yeah. I say, maybe give them a little break, but don't kill them off and then recast them. Because at first that sounds like, oh, you can't really replace them, but I bet you could. And then
yeah.
To me, the character is always bigger than the actor.
Right. Well, it's like with the Batman. The Batmans. The Batman.
Batmans.
The Batman. Bittens. Batman and Spiderman.
Bitten.
You recast them. But
yeah. But, I mean, it will be weird at first, but I mean.
But this doesn't necessarily, also this doesn't necessarily mean he's talking about killing off the biggies. The big three.
Yeah, he doesn't say anything about that, but. It's probably going to be the end for somebody, a couple of people.
I'm sure.
Just to go through all this build-up and not have any kind of a consequence.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. You have unlikely. To. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Where's the...
Who can we get rid of?
I
like Scarlet Witch, but...
Yeah. Quicksilver, and get rid of him.
Let's bring him back. Chris, we hang him, and then we'll shoot him, and then we'll...
I'm sorry, let him go.
No. Yeah, Quicksilver would kill his ass again.
Think with fly.
No, I say, well, I don't know, it's tough.
Yeah, I mean.
But if I really had to come down to it.
Hawkeye.
I was going to say, I like Hawkeye, but.
Although they were talking about doing a Hawkeye. I mean, they weren't talking about it, but there was, you know.
But who brings the least of the team cinematically is Black Widow and Hawkeye, really.
I don't know. Don't you say nothing about Black Widow.
No, I like her, but I mean, as far as the Avengers team.
Don't you be talking bad about no Black Widow. That's my girl.
That's my girl.
That's my girl.
But, I mean, I like Black Widow. But
no, yeah, I see what you're saying. I mean, they are.
If I had to pick any of them to leave.
Well, they'd be the easiest ones to kill, too. They're just humans.
Yeah. And... I wouldn't like it, but I'd be way better with that than Hulk or Thor or yeah. Fucking Captain America.
I mean, they've recast Hulk a number of times, but I like Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah, I think he does a good job.
He does a good job, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think it's, you know, everybody's, oh, you can't replace him, but I'm like, you can. And
totally
they will
can.
Someday, even if they, you know.
Yeah, I mean, someday.
Like Robert Downey Jr., I can't really think of who could replace him or... But
it is possible. Somebody's going to have to at some point.
Yeah, like, I think the characters should live on. I don't like, I'm not a fan of killing off any characters, villains, anything. I don't like, I'm like, it's such a wasted potential of, like, you have show them up in one movie, and they kind of don't even get enough time to really shine or get into them, and then they kind of kill them off. It's like.
In that situation, yeah.
I fucking hate that.
Sometimes it's a good, sometimes there's a good time to kill a character and other stuff, but.
But they always set it up like
situation.
That, you know, like, the story has to be this, and this is how it has to end with something.
Right,
know?
Yeah.
But it's like you're putting that expectation on the audience already because everybody feels like that's, you know, you have to change it up and make it different. Than,
right, yeah.
Because I don't want to see every movie ending with a villain dying or...
No, yeah, because then, you know...
Like, come on!
The villains are cool.
Like, Ultron. I mean, Ultron's a pretty cool villain. I mean, he's been around for fucking ever. And I don't, I mean, and they just kind of...
Yeah, but Ultron is...
Well, they didn't really do that good a job with him, really, but...
Yeah. And plus, Ultron is one of those villains that you can kill him, and he can still come back.
Yeah.
Because there could be some source code somewhere. I'm sure, you know...
Yeah, like, there is a way to do it. And...
Right. Especially, someone like Ultron would probably have a backup somewhere.
Or like the Red Skull, which I don't know if he's technically dead or...
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, he's, you know, like he's a big, especially for Captain America. I mean,
yeah,
you can't just kill the fucker off. I mean, what the fuck? I'm not a fan of that. Red Skull's got a big hand in a lot of, you know.
He's got a big skull.
Don't kill people off.
Anyway, unless it's for a good reason.
Or do it like in the comics where, you know, it's possible
they're
going to come back.
Oh, I don't do that. Then it becomes lame, like in the comics. Oh, he died.
Well, yeah, but look how long the comic's gone on. Now.
I know, but it's a comic trope that's kind of lame.
It is lame
nowadays.
But I mean,
anytime somebody dies, you know they're coming back, so there's no real
like gravity to it or
right,
any
yeah.
weight to it. You're like,
yeah, oh, it's like, yeah.
See you in a couple months.
He's dead, so, and then you get to deal with.
But sometimes they're gone for a long time, though.
Yes, sometimes, and sometimes. It leads to good things, good other things. Like, for example, there was a time where Captain America got killed right after Civil War, and
yeah.
Bucky, the Winter Soldier, took over as Captain America. Excuse me. And that was pretty cool. I liked him. I liked...
Yeah, that was a good...
I liked the Bucky cap.
Yeah, that was a good
part. That was awesome.
There.
Then there was another part where Batman had... They thought he had been killed, but he wasn't. And... Dick Grayson, Nightwing, the original Robin, took over as Batman, and that was fucking cool too.
Yeah,
I would not mind seeing that permanently.
Permanently.
That's right. I said it.
Bitch.
That's right. I fucking
it's
said
gotta
it.
Be Bruce Wayne. It's always gotta be Bruce.
Doesn't
Wayne.
Doesn't have to be.
Does
Bruce Wayne gonna die someday? He's only human.
He's a fucking comic book character. He ain't gonna
he's
die.
He's gonna die. He's already done it. So
he's been around fucking forever, for longer than we have, and he'll be away after us. He doesn't deserve to die ever.
The legacy of Bruce Wayne.
That's like all the old mythology and stuff. You don't just kill all people and switch out gods and shit. You can't do it.
Old myths never die. They just fade away. So,
I don't know. What a tangent there.
Yeah. So let's move on to our next topic, shall we? So we move from one Disney property to another with some talk about Star Wars, moving into the Star Wars universe. So there's been a whole thing this week about the Han Solo movie. The original directors, who I fucking can't remember their name.
Phil Lord and Chris Miller?
Yeah. They left. Originally, they had left the Han Solo movie. They had quit the Han Solo movie because of creative differences. Then it came out that they didn't quit. They got fired for creative differences. Then it came out. What?
Oh, no.
What?
I was going to say they get the old, don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you.
Oh.
Oh.
Fly.
So then it came out that they got fired because they wanted to turn the Han Solo movie into a straight-up comedy.
I read one thing where they said that there was one part where it kind of reminded them of Ace Ventura. Somebody said that.
I saw that, yeah.
Like, that is not the right direction.
And I gotta tell you, that is not the right direction. You are correct.
No.
That, sir, is illogical.
I don't want to see that.
No.
I do not want to see that, especially with something like the Han Solo kind of origin
I don't want
story.
To see them wisecracking each other and fucking...
Make you
maybe some, a little bit, you know. But
yeah, get you back and have it be like a fucking buddy cop movie thing. No, man, no.
So they're all getting high in the fucking cockpit. And
of course, you always see some comments on the internet. Some people are like, oh, just let the directors make their movie. No, man, I do not want to see a Han Solo comedy.
No.
Not
a straight-up comedy.
No. You can have some comedic elements, which you should with Han Solo. He would have some good ones.
But see, I trust Kathleen Kennedy and...
I do, too.
Lawrence Kasdan.
Right.
More than these guys. I mean, these guys are talented, exactly. But I mean...
Yeah, but talented in a different... For
I
a
feel
different...
like, hey, this is straying off our character. I take their word for it as...
Right.
They're making the right call.
Right. So... Yeah, so I could see that. Like, if you're gonna make a comedy in the Star Wars universe, don't do it with Han Solo. And don't do it with any main characters. You could actually do like a side characters, and make that like a comedy. Fine. I don't think it would be good.
Yeah, I don't.
I really don't. Weird. But you could do it. But not Han Solo. Definitely not Han Solo.
No.
So, there was some. After they got fired, there were some names being bandied about, and there was, who was it? There was one guy who said he would love to direct Han Solo. He'd do it for free.
I heard you guys talking about it, but I don't remember.
I don't remember who it was.
Like Kyle something?
Yeah. I want to say Miller, but I don't think that was it.
Oh.
Anyway, so then it finally came out. It started as a rumor, but then it finally came out that Ron Howard will be directing the Han Solo movie.
Yeah.
You sound less than thrilled.
Well, I think he's a competent director.
Yes.
I think he will, you know, do a good job.
Yes.
But I'm not really a big fan of, I mean, you know, aside from Opie and Richie and shit, whatever. But as a director, he's a very vanilla choice, you know, like.
Yeah, I can see.
You don't hear Ron Howard and be like, oh, that's exciting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's a very safe choice. But I mean, I guess that's what they want, because they're already pretty deep into pre-production. I mean,
right.
Into production. So,
but the other good thing about that is Ron Howard said he is a huge Star Wars fan.
So yeah.
That's what, you know, that's kind of what you want.
I feel like they're just trying to get somebody that knows their shit to come in and help them, whittle this into a movie.
That, oh, definitely. That could, yeah, I definitely agree with that.
And to be able to overlook reshoots and everything and keep the message clear on what they want to do as a movie, you know?
Right.
Like, I don't think he's going to come in and be like, you know, I was thinking maybe we could do this and have the, you know, like, I don't think he's coming in with any ideas of his own. He's coming in to fucking...
to do what they want him to do.
Yeah. Yeah. And try to fix whatever, salvage what they can of what's been shot. And
yeah, I agree with you. Now, I'm looking at Ron Howard's filmography here. And yeah, you're kind of right. I mean, like, he did those movies. You know,
Da
Vinci Code.
Yeah, I didn't like that shit.
Beautiful Mind, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Ransom, Apollo 13.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't do bad movies, but they're not really my... Yeah.
Oh, he did Willow. That's right.
Willow.
I forgot about that. Gung Ho. Yeah, like...
He did Gung Ho.
Yeah, he did Gung Ho. Yeah, like you said, though, he's kind of the safe choice, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, he's not really...
But
oh, shit, Howard's going to kill it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't really get that.
Yeah, like Quentin Tarantino called on or something.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to direct? That would be interesting.
I'd like to see him do it, maybe. Well, I don't know. Maybe like a Bounty Hunter movie.
That'd be cool. So...
or some kind of...
I don't know. I mean, it's not thrilling. I'm not like, oh, yeah, but I'm cool with it.
Yeah, I feel like it's in safe hands with him.
Yeah, and I think it's at a point where, he'll kind of right the course.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, he's definitely competent and knows what he's doing, so.
Right.
Even if I'm not really a big fan of his. But I think most of the movie is shot, they probably have to just go through it and see, like, can we use this? Or do we have to reshoot a lot of it? Or
right.
I think they still had, like, 3 weeks left of shooting when they got fired, so. I don't know.
I still can't get over that. A comedy.
Ace Ventura. That's not a name I would want to come up into Han Solo.
All right, so let's move on. So we talked about Transformers earlier, and I see on our handy list here that we forgot a couple of things. Number one, it says Mark Wahlberg doesn't think Michael Bay will leave the Transformers.
Yeah, he said that, that he always says that after he's done, because it takes so much out of him to do it, and... which he does always say that.
Yeah, that's true.
He doesn't think he'll actually walk away from it.
Yeah, maybe with this one.
Don't you say that, Mark.
Maybe with this one doing so shitty, he will.
Well, I think it still did. I think it's doing okay. It's just not going to be the same level. Which I'm still...
Yeah, but
like,
in Hollywood's eyes, that's bad.
Yeah. But I think it still made like 60-something opening weekend. Well, they opened early too, right? Like Wednesday or something?
I think so. But that's wicked low for a summer blockbuster movie. That's like wicked low. Of course, they're also saying that they expect, with the Transformers movie, they expect most of their money to come from overseas.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been saving a lot of movies, actually. Like Pacific Rim, I think. That's why we're getting another one of those. Because it did so well overseas.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't do good here at all, I guess.
Yeah, which is kind of sad.
Yeah, I thought it was a fun movie. But I don't know. I just want him to stop. I'm just not a fan of any of his choices he made.
Nope.
Character, story-wise, any of it. He's taken something that is inherently silly and made it way goofier than it ever was.
Yep.
I'm like, if you watch the show or the old TV show, I mean, it's just fucking, it is silly, but.
Right. I mean.
At the core of the story, though, there is.
Yeah, there's something there, which is why they've lasted as long as they have.
Yeah. Huh? I don't know.
So, being that we are Transformers fans, we just want a good Transformers movie. It's not that hard.
Just
do it. It's not that hard.
Think with fly.
There's plenty of source material to go through to pick out. I mean, the comic books right now, IDW is doing a good job with the comics. I'm enjoying those. So if Michael Bay doesn't direct any more Transformers films, who would be good to direct?
Well, I did see on JoeBlow.com that they had a
shout out
top 10 directors who should take over the Transformers franchise.
Do tell.
I will. I will. I'm not really a big fan of this list, though, actually. The first person they had on there was Neil Blomkamp, which I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Now that I've seen all of his work at this point, I don't really feel confident in that.
Yeah, I'm kind of hit or miss with him.
I think it still needs a fun tone to it, you know? Like, the next one up was Steven Spielberg, which I like if it could be 80s Spielberg.
Yeah.
I mean, he's still good, but I don't know.
Yeah.
And I might stay too close to what it already is.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're too deep into it now. And he is involved with it already, so.
Yeah, it's true.
But, I mean, it's Steven Spielberg, so. The next one is Peter Berg, which he did Deepwater Horizon, Patriot's Day, Lone Survivor, and the old classic Battleship.
Oh.
Which I know him mainly because he was in Shocker, Wes Craven's Shocker back in
you remember that
movie? Yeah, he was like
the
lead hero guy there. That's how I like to remember him. But I'm not really feeling that one either. Especially Battleship. I'm like, no. I mean, Battleship basically looked like fucking Transformers. I didn't see that movie.
Yeah, but it was like, I didn't either. I saw part of it, but
yeah,
it was not good. Yeah, it was like Transformers without the Transformers.
Yeah. The next one was Phil Lord and Chris Miller, which I'm like, I don't know. I don't hate that one.
Yeah. Sure, why not?
Well, they did the 21 Jump Street movies. I didn't see those. But
those weren't bad. The first one was pretty good. The second one was okay. Yeah, it's a sequel.
But they did the Lego movie, which...
That was good. Yeah. That was an awesome movie.
That was really good.
Surprisingly awesome.
Yeah, I really like that. So I don't know. I mean, because I think Transformers should still have an element of fun to it.
Oh, yeah.
But not, you know, goofy, but just...
Right.
I don't know. Let's see what else we got. Yeah. So that one... So far, Steven Spielberg and those guys... Yeah.
Oh, Ron Howard, huh?
Brad Bird.
Brad Bird.
Which he did Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol in Tomorrowland.
Ooh, which I heard was not good.
Yeah, it was not good. It was
I mean, that's swell.
Is that the pork chops and apples? Pork chops?
And apple chops.
Wait, do it again? We wouldn't have
I mean, that's swell.
So, I don't know, Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol. I'm trying to remember which one that was. The fourth one, I think, which I don't think was okay from, I think I saw it. And he did the Iron Giant, too, I guess.
Oh, see, I like the Iron Giant.
Yeah. So that's kind of a meh. Mm. It doesn't really grab me, like, that guy's got to do it. Another one is Joe Carnahan, but he did the A-Team and the Gray and Smoking Aces.
The A-Team was good. I didn't see the other ones.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not really grabbing me, like.
Yeah.
Mm. Let's see what else we got here. I think that's almost got them all. Simon West, which, let me see what this guy has done. He helmed Con Air, which I thought that was a Michael Bay movie, but, well, maybe he was involved, but. Yeah. And he also did a Lara Croft Tomb Raider and The Expendables 2.
Mm.
I say we give Simon West a pass.
Mm.
Ain't feeling that one.
More like Borophil!
We got. Guy Ritchie.
Whoa, that would be fucking weird.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, I can't see that. I can't see him wanting to do it.
John McTiernan, which he did Die Hard and Predator, but he did a bunch of other crap, so that wasn't like a, I don't know. That's not really grabbing me. Like,
yeah.
And the last on the list here is Roland Emmerich, which... That's basically Michael Bay to me.
Yeah, me too.
I don't like Roland Emmerich. His movies suck. I do not enjoy them. But I got to say, who I would like? Other than, I could see the Chris Miller and Steven Spielberg out of that list. But you know what might be cool? Would be like James Gunn, maybe. I mean, I'm sure he's busy, you know. But doing like a team thing, like in that kind of energy.
Yeah.
I could see like a badass Transformers movie coming out of that.
Yeah, I could totally see that.
Total, like nothing to do with this version at all.
Yeah.
Total fucking re.
Oh, shit, yeah.
I feel like that would be pretty badass.
Yeah, yeah, I can totally like see a that.
Gen 1 that would be Transformers
fucking awesome.
With his ass behind that.
Holy shit.
I'd say
so. More like Borophil!
Wrong button.
I like it a lot.
That was the button I was looking for.
I like it a lot. I yeah. like that.
I do like that. That's an awesome idea. So if you're listening, James Gunn.
Get on it. We'll have to finish the other stuff, you know. Transformers.
Fit a little time in your schedule for Transformers.
Save that shit.
Because if anybody could do that shit right, we know it would be you.
I think it would be fucking a blast.
Oh, yeah. That would be fucking awesome.
He would kill it.
Oh, totally.
I don't know if he gives any shits about Transformers, but.
All right. So let's move on. Appropriate, huh? next, we got Jurassic World 2 gets its title. Now, we mentioned in the previous podcast that it was going to be more...
Like more scary,
yeah.
Yeah.
I almost said horror-ish, but not really horror-ish.
Horror-ish?
If dinosaurs is going to be whores. It's sleeping around. No.
You don't have to put on the red light.
Sorry. Very sorry. Yeah. Yeah, so anyway, they said it was going to be a little, it was going to lean more towards the scarier side, which is cool.
Yeah.
I like that. And it has a new title,
which is Fallen World? No. It's
escaping me now.
Not Fallen World. Damn it. I didn't write it down.
Nope.
Son of a bitch.
I know, and I knew it too.
I want to keep saying Fallen Arches, but I know what I
said. Lots of Fallen Arches. Oh, my feet are killing me. Oh, my bunions.
You try running from a T-Rex with the feet like this. It ain't easy. Jurassic World, Fallen. I can't get that out of my head. It's Fallen Kingdom? Fallen Kingdom.
Sure, why not?
Shit, how did I forget to write it down? We'll see what happens. I wrote the list of stuff to talk about, and then I left it at my house.
We'll see what happens is you suck.
I didn't hear you complaining last night.
I like it a lot.
That was bad timing on that button.
More like Borophil.
All right, so.
Did you find it?
No, I didn't find it.
Just type in fucking Jurassic.
I'm getting shit it. Why don't you fucking do it?
I'm trying to get out of this page I'm on and it's not cooperating.
Fallen Kingdom, yes.
Oh, okay.
You bitch.
That's not really a great title.
It's not really a great. Yeah.
Kind of feels like a fan pick or, you know. Like,
Jurassic World.
Fallen Kingdom. I don't know, but I don't really know anything about the story or what's going on. I mean, I can guess a good part of it, but...
Well, my guess would be there'll be dinosaurs, they'll be chasing people, and...
Running and the screaming.
People gonna die! That's about it.
You're like...
More like Borophil!
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna... Whatever the story is, that's gonna all gonna be happening. And Jeff Goldblum!
That's right, Jeff Goldblum!
Which is exciting. Very I hope he's actually in it, like, for a... I hope they don't just go, we need to talk to an expert or somebody. And then they go to his house and talk to him for like 5 minutes. And then, bye, Jeff Goldblum. I
totally see him doing that.
I hope they don't do that.
It's been nice. See you, Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
That was interesting.
Yeah, it wasn't good, but you were drinking. And I was like, oh, shit. I just saw, watched an interview with him on JoeBlow.com.
Nice. What is that?
This is Tweaky.
Oh, Tweaky.
He's your drone.
That's the unedited one.
But, and it was the most insane fucking interview. And even for him, it was nuts. He's so awesome, though.
He is. He's wicked awesome.
He's so fucking weird, though. Like, if he wasn't famous and he was just some dude, like, on the bus and you would start talking to him... You would mace that fucker with a kiss. Or you would get the fuck out of there like, you're scaring me, man. But he's so awesome. I want to hang out with him.
Ah, that would be awesome. I'd love to hang out with him.
That would be great. Just hear him talk about shit.
Oh, man. Just to have a conversation with him.
Yeah.
That would be so awesome.
And I want to ask him how he feels about Mr. Frost, a movie that nobody talks about.
Yes.
I never hear anything about that movie.
Nope.
And I think that movie is great.
That movie's awesome.
Like, well, what do you think about? I wonder if he even remembers it.
Yeah, no kidding. It was a while ago.
It's a kick-ass movie. You should go watch it.
You should. You should totally go watch it.
Mr. Frost.
As soon as you're done listening to us ramble, go watch Mr. Frost.
That's good shit.
Wow, it doesn't even come up when you fucking type it into IMDb.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not on IMDb?
No.
What the fuck?
Oh, unless maybe. Maybe it's Mr. and not Mr. Oh, there it is. Mr. Frost.
Oh, okay.
1990.
Yeah.
Such. Plus, it's young. It's younger Jeff Goldblum, which is awesome.
Yeah, right around Fly.
Yeah, 1990. Age. 1990, baby.
What did they give that movie on there?
A 6 out of 10.
Six? You fucks.
No fucking way. That's at least an 8.
Yeah.
At least. So good. So good. So good.
We're the only people I know that have seen it.
I know.
And I don't even know how the hell these are. I just have, I think I rented it one time. I just
yeah, I think it. So. Back in the old Blockbuster days.
Blockbuster.
All right.
But, yeah. So, what the hell are we talking about?
Jurassic World 2.
Jurassic title. World.
Jeff Goldblum.
Fallen Kingdom. Coming Fallen to a Kingdom. Theater near you sometime. Next year? This year. When is that?
No, I think it's next year.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, next year.
Yeah.
Mildly... You know, I'm not...
Whatever.
Yeah.
It'll be something to do. All right, let's move on, shall we?
Sure.
All right, so we got... Oh, jeez. Another movie that's had many problems.
Your feet are really close to me. No!
Another movie that's...
He's dead, Jim.
Another movie that's had a few, this is like the fifth time I've, another movie that's,
I know, what the fuck?
Is, another movie that's had problems, oh my God, is The Flash. I'm stuck in Groundhog Day. It's gone through its share of directors. And now it seems that Phil Lord and Chris Miller might be in talks to direct.
Yeah, I heard that it's not, like, maybe it's just a rumor, but I guess they've been seen about, or been talking, people have heard that they were talking about it. Which, I could see their sense of humor for a Flash movie. I totally could see that.
Yeah, I guess
Flash
so.
Should be funny.
Yeah. Although, I gotta tell you, at this point, I kinda have no more shits to give about the Flash.
I'll let you borrow a couple of my shits.
Thanks.
Freshly squeezed.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
Well, I mean, I don't really have a lot of shits to give, actually. Well, you can just
so what you're saying is you don't have any shits.
I'll,
to spare.
One weekend I'll take the shits, and then the next weekend I'll give you can have the shits. We'll share the shits to give. Joint custody of the shits.
Oh man, if I could, I would put something like that as a title, but you know. Anywho. Yeah, so
I don't like the guy that's playing the Flash.
I don't.
I mean, not anything personally. Like, you know, like
he's an asshole. No, yeah. I don't. I just don't. I mean, to be fair, we've only seen him in brief scenes.
Yeah,
but yeah, I'm just not.
Not feeling it.
I'm not feeling it. I ain't feeling the Flash.
Nope.
Man,
but hopefully it's good. I want it to be good because I'm going to see it, and I don't want it to suck.
I know. I'm still kind of feeling the Wonder Woman, the high off of Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
So I'm still...
Hopefully we can ride that till November.
I wouldn't say I'm hopeful for the upcoming DC movies, but I'm not. Maybe I am kind of, I don't know.
Well, yeah, like it gives I'm you a still little like, hope. Yeah. Oh, that was good. And
yeah, I'm like, they can do it. They can do it.
It is possible.
It is possible.
But yeah.
Yeah. So
I hope it's good. I want it to all be good.
I
Especially
do too.
Justice League. You definitely, you know, I don't want that.
Oh, I know. I really want the Justice League to
There's
be good.
There's plenty of room for Avengers and Justice League and all that shit.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Coexist, man. Kumbaya, that motherfucker. And everybody gets together, all
well,
good movies.
Let's not get all fucking touchy-feely now.
Again, that's not what you said last night.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
Yeah. No, I mean, why not? I don't want it to. There's no competition. I mean, really? I mean, of course.
No, no. Of course not. There's plenty of room for both DC and Marvel movies. Unless you talk to some people who are shitting on superhero movies lately, but.
Yeah, it seems to be everybody's against it.
Like, there's been kind of a. I don't know if it's just fucking these websites bringing it to people's attention or what, but it seems lately there's been a few people that are. Some I say fuck you, and some I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, on one level I can get it because it is kind of a disposable entertainment in a way. But, you know.
So is a bunch of other shit.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm like, what are people making that's any better out there? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm sure there's good movies, but I mean, a lot of people I see bitching about it aren't really blowing it up themselves. You know?
Right.
I'm like
maybe that'll teach you.
Like, I think Ridley Scott was talking shit at one point.
Yeah, he was.
Like, yeah, I just saw your movie.
Your movie was crap.
Sucked ass.
Sucked ass.
And I love Ridley Scott, but your movie sucked ass.
It sucked ass.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
I will take any comic book movie over watching that shit.
Yep.
Even Steel. I couldn't say it with a straight face.
Let's do a Steel Catwoman movie. Oh, now we're talking.
Oh.
Maybe that'll teach us.
Teach us.
So, yeah. So, there we go.
I don't know. I want them to keep going.
I do too.
Ride that shit till the wheels fall off.
There was some talk they want to do like 3 or 4 movies a year. That seems a bit excessive, DC. That seems a bit excessive.
Yeah. But if they could do it in quality.
Yeah, well, let's get to the quality first.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on.
Okay.
Moving back to Marvel, because we missed one. We were speaking earlier about the Venom movie and shit.
Oh, yeah.
So apparently, the Carnage, who is another big Spider-Man villain, is going to be in the Venom movie.
Yeah, I guess he's going to be the villain.
I don't see how they can do all this without connecting it to Spider-Man.
I know, I have so many mixed feelings.
Because the whole thing is, Venom is a symbiote, came from, Spider-Man found him during the Secret Wars, made a black suit out of him. There was a time with the black costume, great costume. Everybody loved it. And then it became Venom.
Huh? It sounded wicked Donald Trumpy, right? Great, fabulous costume. Everybody loved it. It was the best costume.
Maybe that'll teach us.
That was weird.
It was the best costume.
Fabulous costume. Fabulous. Everybody loved it.
Nobody has a better costume.
Nobody has a better.
But then it became Venom. Then the whole thing with it, you know.
Well, you gotta. Okay.
He found out it was a symbiote. Then it left. Spider-Man got rid of it. Then it went to Eddie Brock, became Venom. Then it was a whole thing with Venom. Venom became Spider-Man's biggest villain and all that shit. And then Venom kind of gave birth to Carnage, I guess you could say. Like, kind of. Carnage, the Carnage symbiote is another symbiote, came from the Venom symbiote. And.
Yeah, I couldn't remember how that went down.
Yeah, I don't remember either. It's been so long. But it happened while Eddie Brock was in jail. And the Carnage symbiote went to Eddie Brock's prison cellmate, Cletus Cassidy, who's the psycho murderer, and that became Carnage. So how are you going to do all that without connecting it to Spider-Man?
Or should you?
Or should you?
Yeah, plus they're going to say it's rated R, too, so that's, I don't know. And so I have such mixed feelings. I'm like, I'd like to see Venom and Carnage, but
right.
Without Spider-Man, I wouldn't even think that was an option.
No.
So I'm confused how I feel about it.
I know, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know at all. I don't know. Oh, I don't know.
I don't feel like it bodes well for it, but maybe it'll surprise us and be good. But...
Maybe.
I doubt it. What is your wish?
That reminds me, I just watched that shit again.
Oh, did you?
I haven't seen it since we started in the theater.
Oh, yeah.
It is just so fucking hilarious. Oh. Wishmaster, the first one.
Oh.
Unintentionally funny. One of the most... The funniest unintentional horror movies.
What is your wish?
Make your wish. What is your wish?
Just a lot of so many of the kills and shit are fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
And it's still funny as shit.
It really
I think I kind of like it now because it's so ridiculous that I think I enjoy
But it wasn't intended that way, right?
No.
Yeah.
It's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Fucking wish, man. Yeah. That's a little sidetrack there, but.
Yeah. Well, we always do. Moving on.
Okay.
So here's some interesting bit of news about Godzilla. The next Godzilla movie will feature some classic Godzilla monsters, such as Rodan, Mothra, and King Ghidorah. Oh.
And they're all going to be in it for 5 minutes.
Oh, don't say that. That, no.
They're all going to be fighting while somebody's mowing their lawn or
yeah,
or going groceries.
Yeah.
You're going to see them in the background.
There's a fucking movie for you. So that's kind of cool, though. I like that.
I do like that. But I,
but
what throws me off is, like, you're coming out big, guns a-blazing on that next one. Where do you go from there?
Mechagodzilla.
Mechagodzilla. And then the King Kong thing.
Yeah.
But I think that's a step down, King Kong, from that.
Yeah, no shit, right?
But they'll probably have to fight something else.
Yeah, probably.
Because they're not going to have them at odds.
Ah, yeah, they're going to do the old, that's another superhero trope. They come in, they fight each other, then they realize they got to team up to fight the main villain.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
That's an old classic.
Yeah. Sure is.
But that's pretty cool. I'm like.
But with all of that, I don't think they'll have time for a lame human story in it.
Yay.
Maybe that'll teach us.
All right.
Yeah, that's exciting.
I'm a little excited about that. Cautiously excited.
Yeah. I'm trying, who does it? Mike Dougherty, I think, is directing?
I think.
That's the Trick or Treat in the Krampus, yes. Dude.
Yeah, yeah. Krampus!
So.
Which was just on HBO right now, but I haven't watched it yet. Krampus! Okay. I got a Krampus.
But I feel like that will be better than
Krampus?
Gareth. Wait, he did the last one, Gareth Edwards.
Yeah.
Though he did do good on Rogue One. I will give him that.
Yeah, that's true.
But I didn't enjoy him on the Godzilla.
No, you didn't.
And then I was concerned. I'm like, Godzilla to Rogue One? I'm like, what?
Hell yeah.
No!
Now, I didn't mind the Godzilla movie so much.
You fool!
However, I have not had any desire to go back and watch it again.
Yeah.
So.
That's big.
That is.
It's like, if you can't really rewatch a movie, then
that, yeah.
Know what that says about that movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Requiem for a Dream. I enjoyed that movie, but I have no interest in seeing it again.
I've never seen it.
It's very depressing.
I've heard things, yes.
It was good, but it's a lot. So I don't know what that says about that movie, other than it's depressing. But still good. I was kind of counteracting my own point I was making. So I don't know what the point of doing that was, but yeah. So
anyway, I suppose we should move on, yes?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm having a hard time focusing, I've noticed.
What?
Exactly. Like, I forgot what we were just talking about.
Godzilla.
And we were just talking about it. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Your mind.
Vitamin deficiency? I don't fucking know.
Could be.
And good enough sleep? I'm having a hard time focusing.
Anyway.
Sorry for everybody out there, if it's noticeable, and into my cohort in crime there.
Who, me?
Yeah, bitch.
Well, so next we have, they're doing a new Twilight Zone, apparently.
Nice.
And it says here that Christopher, what the fuck did you write?
Definitely not that. Christine LaBeouf.
Oh.
LaBeouf?
Not LaBeouf, I hope.
No, LaBeouf.
No.
What was the end
of that?
That would be us today. Who is the writer of Fringe and Falling Skies, which are two TV shows I very much enjoyed.
Yeah, I figured that's why I mentioned it, because I haven't seen those, but I remember you saying you enjoyed those.
So those and Twilight Zone. I love all those shows, so I'm kind of excited about that.
I think it's still early going there. I think
it's got to be a damper, don't you?
DiCaprio. I want to call him what we always call
DiCaprio.
I was just fighting my whole being to not say that. And that's just, I mean, I like him as an actor. I'm not nothing against him, but it's just something of his name.
We used to just say DiCaprio, yeah.
Yeah. But I just wanted to say it. I couldn't
say it. That's a funny guess.
DiCaprio. Jesus, it's hard not to say that. I think he's producing on it.
Oh, interesting.
But I heard something I was reading. It said that there's not really many details on it, but it was saying how, you know, the other movie was a bunch of different stories that kind of connected, sort of. This one would just be one main story, it said, which is weird.
That is weird.
For a Twilight Zone movie.
Yeah, movie.
Yeah, that's
it's a movie. I thought it was a TV show.
Oh, no, it's a movie.
I thought they were bringing it back as a TV show.
No, I'm sorry.
Well, that's less exciting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, whatever. Still, that could be interesting. Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely see it, but...
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
I don't know if you can recapture that magic.
I wonder, though, if it'll be like a overarching story. Weird.
I don't know. Well, that's why I was normally thinking, you know, like it's going to be different stories.
Right.
Because, you know, that's what it does.
Maybe they'll be connected in some way or something. Interesting. Very interesting.
And you said those shows are good, so.
Yes.
Both I don't think she's the only writer, but she's, you know, one of the writers.
Fringe was one of my favorite shows at the time it was on. Falling Skies was great. I enjoyed that show. Yeah. So.
You think it's in good hands?
I think so. I think that's in some good hands.
That's cool.
So, yeah, that kind of gives me some confidence about that.
Nice.
All right. Moving on. So that show we've talked about before previously on episodes, Glow, has come out this weekend. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm very interested to see it.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either. But I've heard good stuff.
Yeah, I have too. And I didn't realize it's just like a half an hour episode, so.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, you can fly through that in no time.
Nice. That reminds me, I've been just started watching American Gods.
Oh, yeah. How is that?
It's a crazy-ass show, man.
Yeah?
I don't really even know how to describe it. But what I do like about it is that even the credits, everything, it's like catnip for your brain, man. It makes you think. I'm not saying it's like it's wicked deep or anything, but I mean it's... You can't watch it and not think about it while you're doing it. So, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, it's just something there to keep
that
you...
That I like, yeah.
Yeah, and it's very... It's pretty rough. It's got some fucked up shit. I'm only on, like, episode 4, which was pretty... Went through, like, a character's life. And it really hit close to the bone, man. It was pretty...
Really?
It really just... I mean, not... Just as being a person, a human in this world, it was kind of a bleak look at life. And it's not wrong in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
It was really interesting, but it's shocking. Sometimes it's kind of almost hard to watch.
Yeah.
But I kind of applaud that it's not a safe show. Like, you don't know.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And then it's only 4 episodes, and it took me, I had no idea what the fuck was going on. It took me like, the first couple episodes. I'm like, I have no idea what's going on.
That's kind
of
cool, though.
But all of it is crazy. And I don't know how I feel about it, though, is if I like it. Like, I think it's great. But.
You like it, but you don't know if you like it.
like it. It's definitely. It's definitely. An experience to have, though. Especially, it's definitely worth checking out.
I want to watch it, and I will. I don't have Stars, so I'll have to wait.
I've heard it's way different than the story, though, but...
Really? I'll have to check with one of my buddies. He's read the book.
Yeah.
So, and I'll have to check with him.
It's pretty fucking crazy, though. I couldn't even just begin to describe any of it to you, because it's complete madness.
Yeah.
Cool. But, yeah.
I want to check that out, yeah. I've heard good things about it, and it looked interesting. Speaking of... shows and stuff. I have been catching up on my DVR finally, which I was way behind on shit. And there's a couple of shows that I have watched recently that I would like to mention. And one of those shows is Legion. Did you watch Legion?
Oh no.
Holy,
I heard that's really good.
Fuck, is that good?
Oh really?
Holy fuck, is that fucking good?
Holy fuck,
is that fucking good? Watch it.
Is there any connection to?
Yes.
Really? Is it his son? Well, they don't know yet. Or
they don't directly say that, but you kind of get that impression.
Yeah.
But it is a direct X-Men film.
So it feels like it fits show, in I should there. Say.
Yes, it does. It feels like it fits in there. And it's a total mind fuck. And it's just so, it's everything about it is so cool, from the scenery to the story's awesome. The music is awesome. Everybody, all the actors that they have in it, it's just fucking awesome. I want more. I can't wait till the next season of it. It was really good.
Sweet.
And I highly, highly, highly recommend it.
Yeah, I've been meaning to ask you if you have seen it.
Yeah, I just watched it a couple weeks ago, actually.
Sweet.
And I've been meaning to talk about it, and I kept forgetting to.
Yeah, I want to see that, too.
But yeah, definitely check that one out. It's only 8 episodes, too, which is cool. And by the end of it, you're just like, oh, that was it's just awesome. And then another one I just caught up on was Westworld.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen that yet either.
That was pretty cool. I liked that one. That was good. That was an interesting. It was one of those stories where you think you know what's going on, but what you think is going on is not what's really going on.
Whoa.
Yeah, man. Just blew my mind. And right it was out. Cool, man.
I heard I good like, stuff about that too, but I don't have HBO.
Yeah, but that's like me with the American Gods. I'll have to wait till maybe it comes out somewhere or somehow.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Anyway, but yeah, so Westworld was very good. That was only 10 episodes. Very entertaining. Again, it was cool because, you know, it takes place on Westworld, so it's the Old West, so everything was cool there. And then, but the Westworld itself was cool, but then the main inner workings of the whole thing, where they, you know, where they control and build everything, that was kind of very interesting. And the story was really cool. So, yeah, I highly recommend that one as well.
Good. Cool.
Cool. Cool, cool, cool.
Cool, cool.
Cool, cool. All right.
Yeah, we only have, like, 5 adjectives, I've noticed, between the two of them. 5 might be a stretch, but I don't know. Cool. Cool. Interesting. Nice.
Snazzy.
Sweet.
Sweet. All right.
We can get those dolls with the pull strings. Sweet. Nice. That's cool.
We have catchphrases. Shot.
The fuck.
All right, moving on. One last piece here. There is a anime. I think it's a movie coming out on one of our favorite things from our childhood, Mazinger Z.
Mazinger Z,
which we also knew as Transor Z.
Transor Z.
Thank you. The clip, it was like a little 30-second clip, but it looked cool. I'm kind of excited about that.
Yeah, I always loved the fucking Mazinger Z.
Yeah, Mazinger Z was awesome. Transor Z.
I didn't know about it till later, way later. Yeah. About the Mazinger thing.
Yeah. Which is, the Mazinger was the Japanese.
Yeah.
And for some reason, Transor Z was the American. I don't know why.
I have all of the Transor Z, but I'm not sure if it's the Mazinger Z dubbed or it's the actual version that we got to see. Because right, I watched a little bit of it, but I didn't really. Mm. It was like 92 episodes, I think.
Yeah. But that kind of, we loved all that. That was the root of our giant robot fascination. Mazinger Z, Guy King.
I think that's why I was always late to school.
Voltron.
It came on right when I was supposed to be leaving for school.
Oh, really?
When it ended, I should be in school.
Oh, yeah.
So I was always like watching it before I left. I was like, I'll get there. So I was always late.
You.
Because I'm amazing.
Tardy bastard.
Transor Z.
Transor Z. Oh, that shit was good. So yeah. I'm excited about that.
And the, what was the robot? Aphrodite or something? Shot the missile tits?
Oh, yeah.
Missile tits. That was weird as a kid. You're like, what the fuck? She's got missile titties.
She's got missile titties. That was, yeah.
No. Set the old mind to whirl as a younger.
Not in a good way, though.
Yeah, you're like, shit, does that happen if they take the shirt off?
No!
My eye!
Shot in the eye with nipples.
Shot in the eye!
Get the old nipple in the eye.
pink.
All right, so moving on. Do we have any? Well, actually, this is weird. So, do we have any recommendations this week other than what we just talked about?
No, not really.
No, not really.
I played a couple games. I'll throw those out real quick. I just played Gravity Rush, which to me has been out for a while.
I've heard of it.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. Mm-hmm. I just finished. There's a couple extra shit to do, but I didn't do any of that. Yeah. I just did the story.
Not that good then?
No, it's good. But that and Tearaway Unfolded, which were both Vita games, actually, too.
No ported shit.
To the PS4.
Oh, no
which
kidding.
The Tearaway I'm still playing right now. But it's kind of a nice little palate cleanser because I've been playing these long RPGs. And
yeah.
They're like short, little fun, yeah. You know.
I like to do that.
Yeah.
You play a long game and you play a little.
Yeah. Like after that, I have like the Telltale games. I have a few of those.
Oh, now. Yeah. Those are always good.
Before I jump into anything crazy.
Cool.
But yeah, those are good. Good. I mean, they've been out a while. I'm sure people already know about it. But
cool. All right. So that'll do it for our topics. So I guess next we'll move on to our movie. So instead of our original plan, which was to go see Transformers, we thankfully dodged that bullet. We watched, well, I don't know, did we? We watched, well, I guess so.
He walked right into a whole other bullet.
Yeah. We watched a classic film called
Robot Holocaust.
Which should have been the probably the name of the new Transformers movie.
Robot Holocaust. Yeah, actually, that would have been a good one.
More fitting.
Or at least maybe the next one. And this movie, this gem, came out in 1986. So, of course, right there, you know, it's an 80s movie. It's got to be something special.
Special.
Came out in 1986. It's a sci-fi film, in case you couldn't tell, by Robot Holocaust, which... Actually, it was not a good title for it.
Yeah, it was kind of like, wasn't like, only like two robots in it.
It was, I know, right? It was.
Maybe because of the Holocaust, there's only two left. I don't know if that's the point they were making.
Maybe. I don't know. Were those guards supposed to be?
Oh, yeah, the guards, too. Yeah. That's right.
It was written and directed by a man named Tim Kincaid, which for some reason sounds familiar. Maybe just because I've heard Kincaid before. And. It stars a bunch of people you've never heard of.
Or at your local mall, or they might be there now.
I mean, there's not a single name I recognize. It's funny, the IMDb lists all of them, but it doesn't have a single picture of any of them.
That's a big question mark. Fuck if we know.
Who are these people? I know one of them had an accent. Valeria.
Valeria. Which was weird because she sounded like a drunk Ava Gabor. Like she from Green Acres. That's what, darling.
It says, and it was played by actress Angelica Jaeger.
Yeah.
It says, she is an actress known for Robot Holocaust and Wilder Western.
She was fucking terrible.
Yeah. That was horrible.
But it was so bad that it was. Like, I don't know if I've seen that bad of acting.
It was something special, I tell you that much.
It was below porn. Because at least porn, those actors do something right at some point in the movie. They're good at something.
That reminds me, so while we were watching this movie, I thought of a rating system idea. Like, one of them could be, as you said before, the porn without the porn. This movie is porn without the porn part.
Yeah, if you ever just wanted to watch the story parts.
Which, you know.
Fun that would be.
I don't even know if it actually being a porn would have made it better.
Well, actually, I haven't really kept up on porn through the ages, so I don't know if actually new porn is actually any better or good.
I don't know. Alright, so. Luckily, this movie was only an hour and 19 minutes. But yeah. you felt every fucking minute of it.
Yeah,
you did. It felt longer. And then the write-up on it is a highly unlikely band of heroes traverse a post-apocalyptic wasteland to rescue a scientist from the tyrannical Dark One and his army of robots. Army of army? Where the fuck was the army?
Yeah. Must have been a day off when they were making this show.
We got to regenerate. We'll be back. See you later.
Yon Yon Break.
Yes, that's awesome.
You know, his main henchman looked like a robot Zoidberg.
Yes, when you said that, I was dying. That was so funny.
He had like this weird like hair or something growing out of his chest. I don't know. It looked like Zoidberg. Cross between Zoidberg and like something from the Dark Crystal or something.
Yeah, and he was red,
but
so
shittier.
It's like shitty robot Zoidberg. Shitty.
Yeah.
Everything in this movie was shitty. Every single thing.
And the Dark One was like a big, well, I think he was a creature at the, I don't know what the fuck.
I'm not
was.
Sure. Yeah.
But he was represented by a glowing orb sticking off a control panel that looked like it was in like some kind of a water treatment facility. I don't know. But what's funny that his voice, he sounded like the Lost Skeleton of Kadabra, if anybody's seen that.
Oh,
I
yes.
sleep now. He always talks like...
Now that movie is awesome.
And its sequel, Larry Blairmeyer. Blairmeyer, was that his name? Blairmeyer? His movies are good.
Yeah.
Lost Skeleton.
Oh, that shit was so good. That was so awesome.
And those those are meant to be bad, so...
Right. But unlike some movies that are meant to be bad that they don't... They actually are bad because they don't really get it. He gets it.
He gets it. So he knows how to make movies. It bad and good at the same time.
Like, now see, he could have done like a good version. This is a perfect example of a movie that should be rebooted that nobody will ever reboot. Reboot and make it better. You sure as hell can't make it worse. Everything. Oh, the acting was so bad.
And then it was the shittiest robot ever. Like the companion guy.
Yeah. Like he was supposed to, I don't know, like... Almost like aping C-3PO. It's the attitude almost.
Yeah,
but like not,
a little bit.
But yeah, but lame.
And just the costume was so terrible.
Yeah. I kept waiting for his freaking stupid robot head to pop off.
Yeah, it looked like a rubber mask.
With a sex doll mouth.
Oh. And human eyes.
It had human eyes.
It's creepy as shit.
But the fake human eyes.
Yeah, like fake human eyes. Yeah, it wasn't a real. It was like a Halloween mask.
So, the movie starts out with these two half-naked guys wrestling, fighting each other, and the fighting in this movie was so bad.
Yeah.
Oh man, so bad. You could like see the punches missing each other, and
They kept picking bad angles. I'm like, if you're not, you know, they're not hitting each other. Don't shoot it from that angle.
And then you could so tell it was like the, okay, I'm going to wait while you swing your punch, and then I'm going
to,
you know.
And yeah, it was supposed to be like this fight to the death that everybody was watching, but it was like a schoolyard fight.
Yeah, it was so... I expected them to start doing the freaking hand flailing thing. Slapping
That did happen later, though, one of the robots.
Yes, that's
they
right.
Were fighting,
did,
well,
yeah.
He did like a variation of the old windmill technique. He just spun in a circle with his arms all going,
and then, so obviously, we got the acting was bad, the fighting was bad, the special effects were horrendous.
You remember they probably went through a tunnel?
Yeah.
It was supposed to be like these worm creatures. And they were just all, you could tell it was just like arms, people's
hand
puppets.
Oh, it was
and
so
they had like,
bad.
They were like these weird worm things that had like buck teeth. The two front teeth were,
and then the part where they went into this big giant spider's den, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was like spider webs. But then like, all it was just this big giant fuzzy leg puppet.
Yeah, I could have swore I saw the person holding it. And they were just like, let's like just lean it into the shot. And they're like,
And sound effects were bad too. Oh, and you remember that there was one point during the fight, one of the end fights was the Zoidberg robot like did like lifted his arms or something, and you could see his like jeans and t-shirt underneath.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so bad. Oh man.
And the main hero, he couldn't fight for shit. He was like the worst.
Yeah.
He was just like, Like a slap fight or something.
Yeah, like you tried to kick the Zoidberg robot, and it was just like a... just like stuck his leg out. Oh, man.
And they ran it. Well, they also they ran into these... it was in the She-Zone.
The She-Zone.
There was a no-man's zone. And all these female warriors
were
there.
That was so awesome. So bad.
And they had like a sex slave that they every time they get a capture a man, they cut out his tongue.
Yeah.
And that was the Tarzan.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I didn't know how that guy got there. Then I remember. I'm like, he hasn't said anything. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, he cut out his tongue. So,
Tarzan. Yeah. He looked like Tarzan.
We kept calling him Tarzan. Oh, Tarzan gets stuck. Ooh.
And I was trying to think of a good...
Oh. What the fuck was
a good, like, Arnold line for Tarzan.
Yeah.
I was like, me, Tarzan. You, slain. You're, like, killing the dude.
That was awesome.
I was like, it's terrible, but I would fucking love to hear that.
I know, right?
Cheesy 80s Tarzan one-liner. Me, Tarzan, you slain.
Oh, man, that would have been awesome.
Yeah.
That's right, I'm writing it down.
Yeah, but it was just terrible on every level.
Yeah. Everything about it. And then... What killed me is there were things in this movie that had no purpose whatsoever of being in there. First of all, the movie started with the main hero, if you want to call him that.
Yeah.
Telepathically talking to the robot.
Which I don't know how that works. The robot.
The cheesy, and, yeah. The cheesy. I don't know how that cheesy works. Cheesy 3PO. The cheese 3PO. so he's talking to him like in the beginning and then telepathically, which again, like you said, how the fuck does that work? Cause it's a robot.
Robots?
He never talked to anybody else telepathically.
Yeah. Like later on, the robot tells like, oh, he's a telepath and he can, you know, I heard him saying some shit like that. And then right after he said that, the guy just started talking.
Right.
And right after he started talking, he never, he never used telepathy again. It was like at the beginning, yeah, it's like so they it's had like, an idea, they're like,
eh,
fuck it.
They're like, eh, that's stupid, it's not going to work. But they kept it in. So what the fuck was the point in that? And then, another thing that killed me that I don't understand is, there was a scene where, what's her face there? How can I forget her name?
Valeria.
She went into this pleasure machine.
Yeah, like the dark one had this pleasure machine.
That yeah.
When you were rewarded, you could use it.
But so she climbed into this machine, which was just like a big glass tube with like bars around it. And she turned on the machine, and all of a sudden she was topless. So there was like boobs, but...
Yeah, there were like two people...
It didn't make any sense.
Two naked people outside of it.
A man and a woman.
And there was like a smoke machine, and they were doing like an interpretive dance, like
yeah, but they were all like silhouetted.
Leaves in the wind, and they were just like like
yeah. And then there was this, they had one of those electric ball things.
Yeah, like you know those ones with the
fucking, little spark ball things that you can touch the lightning.
Buy in like the science store there.
Yeah. And it looked more like she was bored than feeling pleasure.
Yeah, the people outside of the pleasure dome thing looked like they were having a blast.
Yeah, I know.
She was just and sitting then, there, like, blanked face, like, topless and touching the...
Yeah, and then she'd, like, turn around and then, like, turn around again. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And there was no point to that whatsoever other than to show Valeria topless.
Throw some boobies in.
But even then.
She definitely, the director was her boyfriend or something.
Yeah, must have been. Must have been.
She got in there.
And then there was no other nude scene anywhere else yeah. throughout the entire movie.
This is weird.
So it was like, you don't expect it usually, but that was an awkward nude scene.
It was very weird.
It was really weird. So, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't really, it wasn't erotic or anything.
No, it was just like, what the fuck's going on?
I know, I just felt bad for everybody involved.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I was like,
oh. I'm just like, oh, because you know none of them had a career after that. None of, I've never seen any of them in any other films, TVs.
It's like Sugars, even when they get old, you know, when they had kids or whatever in the future. Like, oh, I was in a movie once. You can't show that to your kid.
Oh, you want to see it? Here was the movie I was in. Oh.
Cause they will just bust your balls to the end of time if you showed your kid that you read that movie. Anytime you got mad or anything or say some shit, they're like, oh yeah, I remember you got topless in that fucking.
So they must have, it must have all been a cast of actors just starting out because I think this was definitely the epitome of a low budget movie.
Yeah.
It was crap.
It was bad.
It was so bad.
And it didn't even look like anybody was really having fun doing it.
No. At all.
Yeah.
So, I don't think the movie had, like, one redeeming quality, really. Like, even the boobs were like, what the fuck? So, I don't know. What do you think?
I'd say if you stumble upon it somehow.
It might be good for a laugh.
Yeah, but I can't really recommend it, I don't think.
No. I think it's an unintentional comedy.
It's not, yeah, I didn't walk away with anything.
No.
The story was, you know.
Other than a loss.
Whatever, and pretty generic as well.
The only good, yeah, definitely generic. The only good thing about the movie is it's only an hour and 19 minutes.
Yeah.
So, hey, you know, put it on in the background at a party or something or whatever. Yeah, you're
waiting for your laundry to get done or something.
Yeah. I think, yeah, it's a good background movie. That's about it. So, I don't know. We have anything else to say about this movie?
No, I think that covers it.
I think it does. So I guess that'll do it for this week. So he's Chris. I'm Derek. And we are signing out. Good night, everybody.
Bye. Oh,
North.
Like movies.
That's a good start.